What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We go around the AFC North, folks. Football season is back. All guests on the Fan Hotline, and our first one is in Baltimore. 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore's Ken Wyman, who joins us right now on the show. Isaiah Likely carted off the field, but did the Ravens dodge a bullet there, Ken? It seems that he's only going to be out, quote, a few weeks.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I was actually out of practice yesterday, and it seemingly was the last one-on-one rep of practice he went down. I did not see him go down, but I saw him leaving on the cart, and it sounds like it's a small fracture in his foot. At least that's what's being reported. Saying there's a chance he can be back week one, but, like, let's be honest. Guys get hurt. If he's back by, say, week four, I think that's not a bad thing for the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, so many teams at this time of the year, they're hoping for better quarterback play than they got the previous year. But that is that really even in the cards at this point for the Ravens? Do you think that Lamar Jackson can continue to get better, at least in a regular season?
He thinks so, but he had the fourth best passer rating of all time last year. So, like, if he's just as good as he was a year ago, let's be honest, he should have won the MVP a year ago. The voters twisted themselves into pretzels giving him the first team all pro, but somehow wanting to make Josh Allen the MVP. But, like, if he's as good, that's probably good enough.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, how much do they want him running this year?
I think that's obviously part of what he does. You know, we're now sitting here. He's 28 years old. He's going to rush probably for near 900 to 1,000 yards. I don't think they're going to limit him. Obviously, there's a risk when he runs, but we've been doing this for years now. That's part of what makes him super dangerous. He's the quarterback's the fastest guy on the field.
You know, it's always perceived that a team like the Ravens, there's not going to be a lot of holes for them, especially after all their success year in and year out. So when it comes to the draft, are any guys making a lot of headway of actually getting a chance to play and play a lot?
Well, so Malachi Starks looks the part so far, the safety out of Georgia. He looks great, not only on the field, but in the classroom. He as a rookie, they're amazed with his smarts. So, he's making impact. And they've now been in pads for a couple days. And Mike Green, the second-round pick out of Marshall, is already flashing out there. So they feel confident they're going to get impact out of at least their top two draft picks.
Is it a Super Bowl or bust type of feeling for Baltimore? And I'm going to tell you why I asked that question here in a moment.
Well, John Harbaugh doesn't want to hear that, but let's be honest. The regular season, if Lamar Jackson's upright, they are in the conversation for the one seed come December. But this is Lamar Jackson's also 3-5 in the playoffs. So this is all about what happened in January.
I heard his complaints. That's why I brought it up. I heard John Harbaugh's complaints about it. And then did you watch this season of Quarterback on Netflix?
I did.
Okay, I started watching it, and they went to Jared Goff in Detroit, and it's like, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Lions. I go, what? No, it's not Super Bowl or bust for the Lions. They just got to this level here. They should at least be around for a couple more years. I go, what an overused phrase. And I'm thinking, well, a team like Baltimore, he's right. I mean, Lamar Jackson is going to be a good quarterback for at least the next handful of years, if not more. As long as he doesn't have any serious injuries, like, there's no bust conversation there with them. You're not breaking them up.
I think Harbs gets hyper-focused on certain things, and the word bust, I think, hit him wrong, so he reacted to it. But
yeah.
Let's be honest. This team, it's all about the postseason. Again, injuries will derail a season. We've seen that before. But if they're healthy, they're a playoff team, and then it's about winning in the playoffs.
If you were the Browns, who would you start at quarterback week one?
Joe Flacco.
Why?
But because I think Shador, when's your guys' bye week? I don't know it offhand, but I think Shador should probably be starting by the bye
all
week.
18 weeks.
All 18.
No, I'm kidding.
I think he's the guy that, like, he's so steady. And he actually was good for you guys a couple years ago. But I think Shador's your guy after the bye week.
After the bye week.
Week 9 is the bye week.
I don't know if
that's if Joe Flacco's still alive in week 9.
Well, I wouldn't just set. Well, he's not going to pass away of old age for crying out loud here, Ken.
Natural causes?
I don't like setting a firm time for like a bye week. Now, it wouldn't make a little bit of sense because you get a little bit of extra time, but
yeah.
You're not. That's amazing. You mentioned Shador Sanders. You didn't say anything about Dylan Gabriel.
I'm an Oregon fan. I like Dylan Gabriel a lot. I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I lived out in Oregon for 5 years, so since then I've been a Duck fan. I went to the Big Ten title game with my now wife. I like Dylan Gabriel. He's not an NFL starting quarterback.
Ken Wyman, 105. So you have a follow-up to that before I let Ken go there, Tone? All right, what a walk-off by Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We now go to Cincinnati. And James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated. Trey Hendrickson, cowering, caving to the Bengals' whims, James. Say it ain't so.
It isn't so. He's going to get paid. It's just a matter of
it's
of
the Bengals.
He is, much like Jamar and T. I will say it has felt like pulling teeth, but it'll be good to see Trey today, and I do think it's a step toward him getting paid before week one.
How embarrassing was the Shamar Stewart fiasco leading to him finally getting signed and apparently playing basically every snap in training camp?
It was pretty funny, unique, weird, whatever you want to say. Yeah, it's interesting to see the reaction to it and how it played out. This was inevitable. Shamar Stewart was going to play for the Bengals. He was going to agree to that rookie contract. And considering what concessions his camp got, I bet they wish deep down that they wouldn't have been as loud as they were during the process. I would say that.
Is there a concern amongst you, the media, the coaching staff, because he was seen as a project? I mean, this is a guy who wins the drill, but then when you watch him on the field, you're like, where's he at? He's over here, but he really should be right here. You need to get him in camp and get him going. And I know, hey, things just started off, but you want that offseason program. Is there a concern that he may be starting off a little bit too far behind?
Certainly. A concern isn't necessarily the right word. There's definitely a thought by it. And the thought behind it is you better get him on the field. And that's why I was surprised that his camp was as dug in as they were when it came down to missing training camp practices. Now, the good news is they got him on the field for the first day of pads. I do think there's enough time for him to be ready to go week one and know where to go and be able to have an impact because he is that physically gifted and talented. But yeah, this was a player pre-draft that you'd say needs all of the offseason snaps, all of the reps, all of the experience, and he missed out. And so now he is playing catch up. There's no doubt.
How do people in Cincinnati feel about Joe Burrow and how he is depicted or coming off in the Netflix show?
Fine. I think
are they bored by him?
Ooh. No, bored. You bored by Joe Burrow? No, I don't think they're bored by him. I think they love to get as much on Joe as they can. And so any little nugget they can, they'll take and they'll run with because they know how special he is as a quarterback.
Is he at a crossroads in his career because of the injuries?
No, I wouldn't say he's at a crossroads. I think
really,
as much as you might be hoping for it, no, I don't think so. I think he's clearly one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Wasn't hurt last year, and I do think that the crossroads is more on the franchise to make sure that he stays upright and that they protect him, which is a whole nother bag of topics.
I usually am goading you on, but I had this kind of epiphany. It had to be 2 weeks ago. I was talking to Tone on the air, and we were going over the quarterbacks. You know, the names come to your mind, and then all of a sudden I went, oh, yeah, and Joe Burrow, where I know Joe Burrow's really good, but, yeah. I mean, he's had injuries here the last couple years, and it's like, all right, what exactly are you going to get out of the guy that's going to make sure that everything's going to be okay?
And the owners are cheap. The defense stinks.
You get what I'm
saying?
You're always banged up. There's going to be a question.
Sure. I would say that he played every game last year and was the reason they were in the hunt.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if he suffers an injury next week, well, yeah, people are going to talk about him being injury prone. That'll be a topic, I would say.
What do you got then, Tone? You got
no,
nothing?
We're good
okay.
to go.
Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns? Who would you start at quarterback?
Shedeur Sanders.
Week one?
Whoa!
For sure week one. But
whoa!
Can we start by giving him some first team reps?
No. I mean,
what the hell are you drafting him for if you're not going to give him a few reps with Jerry Jeudy?
He's in the fifth round.
I mean, come on.
He's in the fifth round.
All right.
Have you taken a quarterback recently in the fifth round?
That's
smart
almost ass. An undrafted free agent at that point.
Basically, yeah, undrafted free agent. Even though most teams in the league had him ahead of Dylan Gabriel. I don't mean to be mean to Dylan here. But come on. He's better than Dylan Gabriel.
Two guys in a row being mean to Dylan Gabriel.
Very mean.
Good Lord almighty. What did he do? He seems like a nice enough guy. Lord, James Rapine. Locked on Bengals in Cincinnati. I'm cutting him right off. Oh, here comes Andrew Filippone if we need some positivity. Hello, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. TJ Watt, sign. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, first of all, let's be frank about things. That was one of the worst around the AFC North performances I've ever heard in my entire life from James Rapine. Mo Egger, get ready for next week because that was truly terrible. TJ Watt? No.
Bo's still finishing his answer from 2 weeks ago.
Yes. My God, can you be any more defensive, James Rapine? My God, okay? Okay. I want to say something, but I don't want to get myself dumped. Here's the deal with TJ Watt. He was worth the money. If I were the Steelers, I would have traded him. I would not have given it to him. This team is delusional. They think that they can compete for a Super Bowl this year, and they cannot. So that was a mistake, I think, to give him all that money.
Ask a question.
How's that Aaron Rodgers doing? People
Aaron
still
Rodgers,
like him? Is he going to be good this year?
Well, people are loving the fact that he sat down with Kyle Brandt, who was wearing a Jerome Bettis jersey throughout the interview, showing his journalistic integrity. And
that's a cool thing about Brandt. You know, he'll make sure to let you know that he is a good old fan of this NFL. He loves Tecmo Super Bowl. He loves
angry runs,
Edward R. Murrow of the NFL.
Yeah.
Don't forget about those angry runs. He talked to Kyle and he said now that he's married, he's dedicating this season to his new lover. And Kyle Brandt went through a long list of players who got married and were better the next season. So Steelers fans have picked up on that, and they are giddy, thinking that now that Aaron Rodgers has found true love and unconditional love.
Andrew, you know who got married this past offseason?
Juan Thornhill.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but Deshaun Watson got married.
That's right. Kyle Brandt going to show up in Cleveland wearing an Otto Graham jersey to interview Deshaun Watson in the next few weeks. Maybe. Maybe not.
Have you changed your stance?
Maybe not.
Pony, have you changed your stance? I mean, you're talking
on who?
On the Steelers in general. You said they should have traded TJ Watt.
And the Steelers in general.
You didn't love Aaron Rodgers and the whole circus. You know, now you got your GM saying, oh, we've known all along it was going to be Aaron Rodgers, even though everybody had him to the Vikings, and he probably would have gone to the Vikings.
Well, let's get to the topic that obviously always perks Ken's ears up, and that's the offensive line.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones stinks.
Oh.
And that was a horrible decision to move up in the draft and take him. If they stood pat, they would have gotten Christian Gonzalez, who is one of the up-and-coming corners in the NFL. Instead, they went up and got Broderick, and he is down, Ken, to 285, and they're saying he's undersized now. He's too small. He looks smaller than tight ends, and we don't see increased athleticism and agility with the weight loss. He looks like the same Broderick Jones. In fact, Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show said, and I quote, he has perfected the Olay technique in terms of blocking at Steelers training camp this year.
What does that mean? Is he just, you mean he's like letting people go by, or is he trying to do that extra move that Jed Wills used to do?
The El Matador red, whatever that was, handkerchief, whatever they used to allow for bulls to run by. He is doing that, and they can't hit Aaron Rodgers yet, but they will in early September. And there's a lot of concern because there's no safety net here. There's nobody behind Broderick Jones pushing him. He's going to sink or swim, and right now it looks like he is going all the way down to the bottom of the ocean with the way he has looked so far in Steelers training camp.
5 seconds. Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns week one?
Joe Flacco.
That's a good answer. You want to play that audio or no? All right. Here's DeJuan Jones with us yesterday. Go ahead. Hit it.
Going against the best every day. People come up to me all the time, and I'll be like, I can't give them an answer who the best rusher I went against. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say Miles first. And then, you know, I give them the second answer. And so.
Did you hear that, TJ Watt? Oh, did you hear that, TJ? Oh, did you hear that, Pittsburgh?
He hears everything. You know that. He does hear everything. He pays attention to the media. Are you going to tell TJ? Yeah.
Well, TJ won't talk to me because I called his brother Tito Watt. So I'm
why'd you call him Tito? Oh. Hey, that's a good line. He won't talk to you because of that?
I also said if his last name was Smith and not Watt when he was drafted, he would have gone in the third round. So I'm on double secret probation.
Those Watts, they hold grudges. All right, Andrew, I'll see you in hell.
See you guys.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. What was Rapien doing saying Shador?
I think he is sharing the opinion that many in our social media over the last week have shared, which is, what are the Browns doing with Shador? Why is it not a fair quarterback competition? Why is he not getting reps with the first team? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Kevin Stefanski, he has his live press conference at 9. I want you guys to remember that. You know what? Let's get that Rapien answer for 9:20 after Kevin has his live press conference from Browns training camp. He's taking shots at Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, what was that?
The problem. Stay in your lane and stick to putting wide-eye emojis with your articles. Know what you do. Also, Cabali coming after us. Tone, Cabali coming after us.
Why us?
He just tweeted
us. We didn't do anything wrong.
Was Mark Cabali listening to the pony part of Around the AFC North?
Well, he's one of the biggest writers of Steelers in Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, he's the writer of Steelers.
He's got to be listening to all of the national media hits, all of the local coverage, right? And
yeah.
Taking it in and writing the best stories about the Steelers.
He just tweeted at me. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He just sent me a picture of a t-shirt, and it says, hating Pittsburgh won't make Cleveland better. And I go, that's odd timing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Cabali listening?
We do, I swear. We see the numbers. Our Pittsburgh listenership, they must just be bored
now,
with Steelers football.
I'm not going to accuse Mark Cabali of ripping us off the way that, well, I don't need to accuse it. I have proof that they rip us off on the PM team in Pittsburgh, but that's neither here nor there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We have the numbers that people do listen.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's no
Not
other...
Just here.
There's no, obviously we're big in Ohio and all around because we've got Cleveland sports fans all over the Buckeye State. But then after that, it's Pittsburgh every time. And I'm like, don't you guys listen to the Pittsburgh, to our sister station
no,
in Pittsburgh?
They don't.
And they don't.
Well, so, they listen to them. They must listen to them in the afternoon to some level.
I don't know how they
I get tweets from people in Pittsburgh going, they're ripping you guys off. They're ripping you off on this. They're ripping you off on that. I go, but well, I can't just take producer credits for all these shows that rip us off.
I don't know how they keep the lights on, quite frankly, over there.
We keep the lights on, quite frankly, over there. Obviously, if they're ripping us off. Yes. So you keep the lights on in two different
places.
I've
been wondering where this... There's an extension cord plugged in here. It runs all the way to...
All the way to Pittsburgh.
Don't trip over it.
All the way down there. Caboli taking shots. Something about him. You see a guy and you're like, I think I get along with you. There's something about that guy. I think I like him. I don't know what it is. Kevin Stefanski, 9 o'clock, his live press conference. We aren't crazy, right? This is the first thing we heard yesterday. This is the first thing we heard. Browns have two new QBs. They're getting a new stadium in 4 years. You have all this stuff that's like new. Offense is new, but back to where it was. And the first thing that I heard addressed was this.
And we'll start with any football questions you all have.
Jimmy, the season hasn't even started yet, and the Browns are already being linked to Arch Manning. Is this your comment about the buzz, the potential buzz as the season goes along?
Well, Tony, you know, you're in the business, and you get paid by how many hits you get, okay? And I think if you know the Manning family, I would bet that, and I don't know Arch at all, okay? I bet he stays in college 2 years, so that's, I don't even think that's worth discussing.
The first one out of the box yesterday.
Gotta get right to it.
That's asking about Arch Manning.
Well, there's only one way to know how he feels about it. You got to make sure. You don't know how much time you're going to get. They could cut off those.
Guys.
I watch a lot of press conferences, Ken, and somebody always steps in. It's like, oh, darn it, I had more questions. Then you lead with it to make sure you get it in.
Well, new stadium, two new QBs. Got Dillon Gabriel, a good, strong man with a good head on his shoulders. You got Shedeur Sanders, another fine young man with a good head on his shoulders. Got a very famous dad. We got new stadiums right around the corner here. We're asking about
Judkins, too.
Arch Manning. Yeah. Got a new season coming around, and here's Arch Manning. Like, I will say it was a little, to me, it was a little early, but I'll tell you, I don't put anything past it because it's the same organization that traded for Odell Beckham Jr. And yeah, I know that was a guy that works in Detroit now. It's the same organization that traded for Deshaun Watson. They're not afraid of making big, strong moves. So going back to what was said on Monday, I ain't afraid to talk about that, and I ain't afraid to speculate on that. Because it's the Cleveland Browns, and they've made strong moves. And you can't say Odell was a total whiff. I mean, he did have 1,000 yards on this football team. He just wasn't as good as what we thought he was going to be. That's clear. If Baker was in the position he is now and Odell was in the position he is then, I think it would have really, really worked. But you know what? If ifs and buts and all the other things. It is fair to speculate. Fair to speculate. All day long. Fine. I happen to agree with Jimmy. I think he is going to stay two more years, Arch Manning. But, yeah, you're going to have the conversation a little bit.
What, you don't think he's ready right now based on, I mean...
Not that I don't think he's ready. I think that they're going to be very, very, very careful with what they want to do.
I mean, against the Buckeyes, he had one carry. Clemson, he had three. Georgia had one carry. Now, he did not throw a pass anyway.
Why are you taking shots at Arch Manning? This could be our future quarterback. People are going to record this.
I understand it. Is he a quarterback?
The Mannings hold grudges.
He is a quarterback,
because he ran the ball... five total times in the postseason.
I didn't say this.
He threw it zero times.
For the family of Arch Manning that might be listening out there, Kabbali's listening. I'm not the one saying this.
Quarterback family.
You're right. You know what? He is a quarterback.
Mr. Manning, sir, I'm not saying this.
He is a quarterback because he did against Louisiana Monroe. He did complete 15 of his 29 passes. And
29 passes.
Threw a couple of interceptions.
Had 29 passes in that game.
So, I mean... I'm sure he had a big offseason.
Monroe, Louisiana, known as the hotbed.
Why do you feel you need to take shots? Is this an Ohio State thing out of you?
Oh, we're going
to
see him. High noon.
Why are you... But there's no reason to take shots at your future quarterback. Do you have any hot takes about South Carolina football in your head right now?
I want to know...
Do you have any hot takes about Penn State football you'd like to get off your chest? Hell, that kid's local. You want to go tell his family?
By the way, Ohio State, 2.5-point favorites. Go ahead and eat, Buckeye fans. 2.5 right now. I think that is easy money.
Carmen and Classe live on the Fan, allegedly.
You got Ryan Day coming off the monkey is off his back. I mean, clearly the top coach.
Not according
now
to what
that
Michigan
football.
Defensive end said.
What did he say?
He said the national championship doesn't count because they didn't beat Michigan. I go, that's not the way it works, buddy. That's not the way it works. Don't take shots at Arch Manning.
I do think it is.
Do you think he could actually not be good?
No, I have no idea. I haven't seen him play football.
How have you not seen him play football?
He doesn't play football.
He's on TV constantly.
I watched the playoffs last year. I saw him as an H-back.
Because Quinn Ewers was the starter.
Well.
Then he was the sixth-round pick of the Dolphins. But you didn't see him in high school?
I saw him sitting the bench. And I did see when Jack Sawyer picked up that loose ball and ran down into the other end zone.
It was an amazing play.
I did see him quickly in the background. Quickly, like, oh no. I guess we're losing.
Was definitely an amazing play. Was definitely an amazing play.
Where would you rank that play in your Buckeye life, Anthony?
Freaking amazing.
What are you going to do?
And now, where would Arch Manning rank that?
But you don't think that Arch Manning is going to be bad. I know you're taking shots. I don't know why you decided, Art. Do you think he's going to be bad?
It's kind of funny that everybody's just assuming he's going to be the number one overall pick next year. Based on
I'm not trying to...
If his last name, if he had any other last name, would people be saying he'd be number one overall?
Would we get a question for
a coveted Jimmy Haslam press conference? In fact, a Jimmy and D press conference, a duel. We got both. You got two Gallics and you got two Haslams.
That's fair.
One-on-one.
That is,
Do you have to tag the other man or woman?
I have to concede that. He ain't getting asked about Lenore Sellers, and he ain't getting asked about Drew Aller, and he ain't getting asked about the kid from Texas A&M. He ain't getting asked about Garrett Nussmeier. So you are right about that. I grant you that. But I do think part of it is that if his last name wasn't Manning, maybe they wouldn't have made such a big damn deal about him in high school. So I still have to go back that far. But I don't think he's coming. I agree with Jimmy. I don't think he's coming out this year. So it's a conversation that, again, you still need to have in the front offices.
If he was amazing.
You have to have that conversation. But you have lots of... You talk a lot of things.
Yeah, if he comes out in... Man, what do we got? One month, we've got... That kickoff, and if he dominates Ohio State's defense, all right, maybe we'll come back to me, and I'll feel pretty foolish about the audio. But I do laugh that to make the assumption today that he's going to be the number one overall pick, especially when, like you said, and like Jimmy Haslam said, everybody around the kid thinks he's staying 2 years.
He stays 2 years. I think it's worth for us to talk about. As we approach the Ohio State game, I think it's worth of us to talk about depending on what he does after the Ohio State game. I think Ohio State is a fair litmus test by the fans. I can't believe I'm saying that because they are the best team in the country coming off a national championship. They're one of the best teams in the country, and that matters to fans. How you perform in big games against Ohio State matters. And I'm not just talking about Arch Manning. Drew Aller's a local kid. You know I like him. But at the same time, you got to perform against Ohio State. You did not perform against Ohio State last year. It's not going to put everybody in your good graces. If you get a chance to play against the Buckeyes and you don't perform well, Browns fans are going to hold that against you. Flat out. When do they play? Don't they play just after Halloween this year in November? I want to say in November, Ohio State and Penn State play. I mean, let's be honest. For his NFL career, depending on where the Browns are, it could be an Aller crash course. You're playing for your career with this fan base right there in that game. It ain't fair, but it's the truth. Back in the Fan, Kevin Stefanski.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
9 o'clock.
Kenny, they won't stop. They will not stop until Shador gets first team reps. We are not going to stop getting this from Henry Green. No excuses for the Browns trying to destroy number 12's confidence. We've never heard a team trying to lower the buzz on a quarterback, any quarterback. Fifth round DTR got first team reps. There's no team in the NFL that will tell you that number five is an NFL.
When did he get first team reps?
Henry wrote
when
it.
When he started against the Ravens?
Inappropriate.
Good point.
He didn't get first team reps until he started against the Ravens.
Technically first team reps. Can we do a poll? Should Shador be getting first team reps?
No, don't. No.
Can we do
no,
it?
No, no.
Mitch,
no,
are you
no,
allowed to do that?
Or don't do it. No.
Has your
no.
boss, Keith, told you can't do that?
I'm not his boss, and I'm telling him no.
Owen, is that something we're not permitted to do?
Well, you know, I haven't heard anything about that, so I think we should be able to put that out there.
Nobody is drafting a quarterback with the intent to sabotage him or hurt his confidence. That is not possible, and it's not happening here. He will get his first team reps when he gets his first team reps, whenever that may happen. He don't need first team reps right now.
I mean, they must have told Shador, because Shador basically told his dad. We played the audio yesterday from Deion Sanders in his sit-down. He relayed the story that Shador told him, don't even bother coming to see me. I got to earn those reps.
Well, he will earn the reps.
So he
will
earn the reps. So what we're saying is he has not earned them yet.
Not yet, no.
They don't have a spare rep to go around. They can't spare a rep.
You can't spare a square. You can't spare a rep. No.
Please, sir.
Can I have
just one rep?
Can I have one rep, please?
There was a video
tiny
of him.
Shador.
There was a video
with
this of
him. Little crutch.
No, the other quarterback's tiny.
I don't know if you saw the clip of him talking to Miles, though, when he's like talking about a rep. And he's like, what? That defensive end? Like, it was like, oh, God. Come on, man.
Mitch put it up?
They're calling in. Here we go.
I mean, one rep, they can't get one. Don't we want to see Shador with a rep?
You guys just demand to be entertained. After Kevin is the live press conference at 9:20 or at 9 o'clock, Lyman's going to go hog wild at 9:20. Because I know how you guys all think. And, man, hearing the way that James Rapide and Ken Wyman just dumped on poor Dylan Gabriel. And he's just not an NFL quarterback. Just so flippantly, he's not an NFL quarterback. But they're trying to do right. You could say you don't trust him, But, man, it's not like they're not trying to do right by Shedeur Sanders. If you don't trust me, man, they've had 6 years or going into year six. It's been an up-and-down mixed bag. There's been things that have been totally nonsensical. Yeah, man, I can't say I trust them that much either. I don't trust them that much either. But they're not going out of their way to mess up Shedeur Sanders, for crying out loud. Dave in Cleveland, hello.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Dave.
Okay, I just want to say, are we seriously going to keep on joking around with this situation with this senior citizen quarterback, this midget quarterback that we got?
Oh, you can't say the second thing, okay? If you want to call Joe Flacco a senior citizen, Dave, that's a cheap shot, but we'll allow it. You can't say the other thing.
Okay, well, I mean, I just want to keep it real, okay? Can I keep it real?
Saying that other term, yeah, you can say.
Yeah, okay, well, are we going to keep on playing around with this situation here? I mean, it's like the Browns don't know how to organize anything. Can we get somebody to know how to organize a team? Let's start with the general manager.
No, they're doing this thing now. You guys have the thing. Hold on, Dave.
All I want to know is first team reps. Can he get some?
I think he should get first-team reps. Why not?
There's a vote for
first-team reps. There it is, first-team reps. That's one vote.
Why do you want him to have first-team reps?
First of all, I mean, it, just like you said, DTR. He didn't get first-team reps until he faced the Ravens, and that's because he wasn't ready. I mean, he needs to get
Because he was never very good.
I mean, they drafted him. Evidently, they thought he was, just like they drafted Gable.
Yeah.
Dave's got a point.
The Eagles are raving about DTR, by the way.
They wasted those preseason first-team reps on Josh Dobbs. And where did he start that year? Not in Cleveland.
Yeah. Again, they drafted him, too. So, I mean, so can we get somebody to know how to evaluate talent then?
You can question whether or not they know how to evaluate talent. But why does he need first-team reps already within a week of practice?
I mean, so he can be ready.
No.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
True. No. If he ain't ready to handle first-team reps, he ain't going to be ready. He'll eventually get him. No.
So when do you give him first-team reps?
When he's ready.
When is he going to be ready?
I don't know. That's a question that they have to answer. I don't get to see him in practice every day. He's listening. Dave's listening to himself on the radio. I can hear in the background.
D. Pizzy says they don't want Sanders to succeed because it'll look bad on Barry if the third round pick is a flop and Sanders succeeds. What do you think of that?
Doesn't it look bad on Barry if the fourth round pick DeJuan Jones is great and the first round pick was a flop? Oh, wait. No, you still get credit for drafting those guys, right? Champions pose. Jack and Lorraine, you're next up on the fan.
Thanks, guys. Real quick, I think Sanders
should he get first team reps? Should Sanders get first team reps?
I was just saying that. Yes, he should get first team.
No,
reps.
No, not
but
yet.
He said yes.
Competition, right? But if it's a competition, it has to be equal.
It's not a competition. It's clearly not a competition. And also, Jack, can I just say it's completely ridiculous for me to say? Can I share this with you? Because I just have to admit I'm wrong on something that I just argued with you about. Okay, Jack. I just have to admit this. I'm wrong because I'm arguing that he shouldn't get first-team reps when I don't know whether or not he deserves them or not. You guys don't know whether he deserves them. I don't know whether he doesn't deserve them. That's why this is such a stupid thing to bring up, Tone. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, and back to the Arch Manning thing. I agree with Haslam. I think he's going to stay 2 years. But if he does come out after this season, the Saints are going to be the worst team in the league, and he's going to play for his granddaddy's team. The Mannings will never let him play for the Browns. He'll definitely stay 2 years if the Browns draft him.
Oh, come on.
I actually disagree, and I have a theory behind it, but I'm not going to share it yet.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Jack. Dan in Amherst. Dan, hello.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you for a minute, but are we really talking about Arch Manning and possibly 2 years for the Browns?
We're talking about all of it, man.
It's the first
we're
question.
We're talking about all of it, man.
I hear you,
it's
brother.
It's all going on.
I just wanted to comment. You know, if he's going to get, it's going to work itself out. If he's good enough to get first team reps, it's going to happen. There's no reason to push it now. But I had a bone to pick. I was watching the national media. I'm not going to say who, but the whole premise that Dylan Gabriel, being a third round draft pick, needs to succeed over Shedeur Sanders because he's a fifth round draft pick, so that the front office can save face. That is such a ridiculous premise.
It is. It is. It is.
And
yes.
The reason I say that is could you really see the Browns cut Shedeur Sanders, another team picking him up, and he pulls a Baker Mayfield?
I could see him having success somewhere else. That's why I don't think they're going to cut either of them. Oh, that's part of the reason. I think they're going to give equal chances here eventually, but I don't think
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you, and I don't see any front office wanting to save face in that manner. We took him in the fifth. Who cares? If the dude's a winner, he's a winner.
Dan,
and that's all there is to it.
Dan, thank you very much for the call.
The
coming
poll
up at 9.
Right now.
No, I'm
the
not.
Poll
no. You said it. I'm done.
Kenny is out the door. Don't forget, we got Kevin Stefanski coming up in less than seven minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.